If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Now it's time for gardening, and I'm glad to be joined by Alton Nisbet of Arabon. Good morning to you, Alton.
Good morning, Fran.
Good to talk to you today. An unusual one, because you're going to talk to us about plants that we can have in our homes that clear the air and that might help us health-wise.
Yeah, we've a great selection of household plants that are very good for oxygenating the air and clearing the air. But now, there's lovely ones that have great foliage. Now, and they're quite easy to grow, actually, so that they're not difficult, and that they fill up the room, let's say, and make it nice and naturalized looking. There's a lovely one called Mother-in-Law's Song. This is lovely, almost like golden spears. Or type foliage that comes up in it. It's almost like a semi-succulent plant. It's quite an arid plant, really. But they go up to about 2 to 3 foot high with these lovely golden spears that come up from the base of it. And again, it can grow in kind of dapple-shaded part of the room or even out in the conservatory, because it can take both. It's quite easy to grow. Other things then for the corner of the room, that if you want to fill up quite well with lovely green foliage from it, is a thing called Schefflera. And the Schefflera is a lovely, the umbrella plant. And these are almost like a climber, actually. They grow quite tall. And you can train them up and over the over an archway, or even, as I say, in the corner of the room. Now, they grow quite easily. If you get them to the height you want them at, you can stop them then at that, and they'll fill out quite well. But they have lovely green foliage. And you can also get them a lovely variegated one as well. But there's also a thing called Dracania, or Madagascar dragon tree. And these are quite spectacular house plants. And they're almost like a little trunk base to it, almost like the Yucca gloriosa. Is similar to that, but has this lovely kind of almost like feathery type foliage that comes out of it, almost grass-like. And they're Dracanias, Madagascar dragon trees, which are quite good as well, and really, really an easy plant to grow. Another one then, for if you don't like doing minding plants or anything like that, there's quite good ones then that are really mind themselves. And these are things like the Carasula argentia, the money tree. These are almost like the succulent plants. They've lovely little tiny white flowers out of them. They grow quite easily. They're more of an arid plant, almost like the cactus or succulents. So they don't need much water or minding, really. And they're quite slow growing as well. But they're fantastic. It says a lower plant is on a windowsill or that. Other good ones sent for flowers would be the calanchio, or the flaming cages, they're called. They're a brilliant houseplant, actually, because they flower right through the whole year. They really are magnificent. And again, they grow quite easily. The type of quite a thick leaf on it, but then it has these massive, lovely bright orange or yellow or red flowers on them. And they're quite a nice thing to grow. So that's the calanchio.
And are there scent from what you've mentioned?
There's lovely scented plants then. I actually like, especially coming into summertime, it's nice to have the citrus smelling plants.
Yes.
So it has that kind of lemony smell off them. And there's quite a nice lemon-scented geranium that you can grow in a pot. And they come in a variety of colours as well. But the foliage of it, if you crush the foliage of it, it gives that lovely scent of lemon from it. And again, because you have lovely scented lemon plants, they tend to keep away the flies and any bugs as well. So the lemon, there's lemon grass or lemon-scented geranium, or even you can have a kind of a pot of herbs, like the lemon balm is quite good as well, to put in a pot inside the house. So you get that lovely scented lemon from it as well, which are particularly good. But that keeps away all the little creepy crawlies and the spiders, and even the flies as well.
Right, very good. Questions in for you, Alton. How do I change a blue hydrangea to pink? Also, I have a 3-year-old heather, never pruned, in flower pots, and I want to transfer to a steep bank, and I'm wondering when I should do this. And that's in from Mary. Do you want to take the hydrangea question first of all?
Yeah, most people always ask for changing hydrangea from pink to blue. But if you want to reverse it, you can just plant it into limey soil. And that's what will change the colour from blue to pink. Because the more acid the soil is, the more bluer the colour will be of the hydrangea. Yes. So if you want to add lime at the base of the hydrangea, that will actually change the pH of the soil and will make it more alkaline. And therefore, then you're lightening the colour of the blue hydrangea, which changed to pink. Because yes. I like the blue ones, they're quite nice, but they're very hard to grow here in around Tipperary because we have very limey soil. So if you want the pink one to change to blue, you put it in an acid soil, or if you want it from blue to pink, you put it into more alkaline.
And those heathers that were not pruned, they're still in pots, and Mary wants to transfer them.
Yeah, well, with the heathers now, a lot of the winter flowering heathers are nearly finishing now. So it's good to do just a light pruning on them, just to give them a shave, really. You're getting rid of the flower heads. That keeps them nice and compact and habit. But do transplant them out, because they will thrive an awful lot better in the ground. With heathers, it's always good to put in a little bit of the ericaceous compost with them. They like a more acidic soil, really, and they do an awful lot better. So do transplant them well. Wash them well with rainwater, if at all possible, so that it gives them a really good start. Also feed them with a thing called a sequestrin of iron or liquid seaweed, and that just keeps them lovely and healthy. With the heathers, they do tend to get a little bit woody or straggly if you do tend to leave them for a couple of years. So it's very important just to trim them back every year after flowering, just to keep them nice and full looking.
Very good. Somebody looking for your advice on rhubarb that's being attacked. The listener put ant powder down and sulfate of ammonium around the stool, but it doesn't seem to be making a recovery. Any help would be appreciated.
Yeah, with rhubarb, because of there's been a couple of cold nights there, that they do get kind of burnt with the cold weather, especially because the new foliage of it was quite soft, and that they will get burnt with the cold nights. So it's very important with rhubarb, especially with the rhubarb stools, is just put on either a terracotta pot just over the stool itself to protect them from any late frost. Now, you can get these frost fleece that you can drape over the rhubarb stools, so that protects the stems from any late frost on them. But by putting the ant powder or even the sulfate of ammonia, that helps to thicken the stems on it and make it much stronger and more vibrant. And really, there's little olive green beetles that tends to attack the strips of the leaves of it, and the ant powder tends to get rid of them for that. But really, just be patient. Try and mulch over them during the autumn time, going into the autumn, so protect the stool from any hard frost. And then just at this time of the year, a fleece over them at night just to protect the stems.
Just a really quick one to finish with. Would Alton recommend an evergreen shrub that's fast growing?
Yeah, there's lots of things really that's quite quick growing. There's lovely a thing called Prunus laurisiris, which is the laurel, or even Prunus lusitanica. And they're quite good as a hedging or screening type plant that you can push on that will go quite quickly for you. And it gives you instant privacy. Really, from September to March, is very good to buy them. You can get them bare-rooted, and they'll take quite quickly for you. Again, there's lots of other things lovely. There's lovely viburnum opulus, or viburnum tinus, which is quite a good one as well. That's a great winter flowering evergreen, and that's quite quick growing as well. So the viburnums or the laurels are particularly quick.
Alton, thanks very much indeed. Happy gardening to you. That's Alton Nesbitt there of Arabon, and Alton is generally available if you want to pop into Arabon and have a chat with him. I was asked to mention social dancing that's happening in Temple Tuhi this coming Saturday night. I'll be there along with Muriel and Breda and all the gang up there, and it's always a fantastic night. And also, of course, tonight you're invited down to Bulgadon, lovely Bulgadon Castle in County Limerick, and it's a great night of dancing. And again, I'll be there later on. That's it for me. Leanne produced, Ellie looked after our content today. Stephen is on the way with the time tunnel, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Look after yourselves. Bye bye.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.